The Water Sentinel program is a great program. We train the public on how to test their water. We analyze that data, and we get a trend for the general water quality.
And Ohio has nearly 200,000 miles of streams and rivers. I think that would be surprising to a lot of people. Is it even possible for the EPA to monitor all of those streams and rivers?
It's not possible for the EPA to get out and monitor all those streams. That's why it's so important with the Water Sentinels that we engage the public to fill in those gaps.
And the Clean Water Campaign provides training and testing kits for people and groups that are interested. How hard is it to learn to test and analyze water samples? Can you kind of walk me through the process?
Yes. Monitoring water is an easy process that anyone can learn. The Clean Water Campaign provides testing kits, training, and we do sample analysis for people and groups who care about clean water.
And what is that process other than just collecting the water? Can you kind of tell me what people will learn about?
The public can learn about the general condition of their water, and we establish that baseline data. And what we will check for is how the water conducts electricity, the amounts of total dissolved solids and salts in their water.
How important is it to have people in the local communities involved in testing the water as far as the quality of the drinking water goes and the water table in general?
Wow, what a good question. In Carroll County, landowners document the condition of their water before mineral extraction, such as coal mining, occurs. They will track the quality of water over time, and now that shale gas drilling has come to Carroll County, landowners are beginning to understand just how important baseline water testing is.
What are they finding out there?
They're finding right now the water is pretty good shape. But what they want to do is they want to make sure that that water stays in good shape. So as oil and gas drilling comes to the area, they will notice the change in the water if it's been affected.
And what are some of the things that everyone can do to keep our waterways clean? I know storm sewers, for example, are a source of a lot of pollution.
Yes, here in Central Ohio, our Clean Water Campaign, we advocate for solutions to prevent sewer overflows and polluted stormwater runoff. So some of the things we can do is watch what we put on the surface of the land that runs off into our waterways.
And that could be anything from the fertilizer on our lawn to changing the oil in the car. I think everybody's seen people pour that down the sewer. We have to avoid that because those storm sewers are different from sanitation sewers.
As part of the Clean Water Campaign, that's one of our main goals, is to educate the public about storm sewers, because there is a difference. The storm sewers all let out into a stream or pond somewhere in your area. So to be careful of what you put on your lawns, or even hard surfaces will run off to the storm sewer.
And inevitably will end up in the water table somewhere.
Yes.
You can find out how to get more information about becoming a Water Sentinel with the Sierra Club on our website at wnku.org under local news. Jeff Cox, thank you.
Thank you, Matt.